let's find out if what the answer to our question that we wanted to know about is the car of the year. We already talked with the Mark Rechten from Motor Trend about the truck of the year, but Mark, what buildup can we get for the car of the year?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad to be here. Let me tell you a little bit about what went into car of the year. We had 18 vehicles, which had 30 variants among them, and basically we did live instrumented testing out at our test facility, as well as real-world tests in and around Los Angeles. And from those 30 vehicles, we came down to about six finalists, which was the BMW 8 Series Grand Coupe, the Hyundai Sonata, the Mercedes-Benz CLA, the Nissan Sentra, and the Porsche Taycan. Now, it's hard to evaluate a $20,000 Nissan against a $200,000 Porsche, which is why we have our six key criteria that allow each vehicle to be evaluated on its own merits. And the criteria are safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. And when we ran all these vehicles, including the six finalists, through this blender of science, we came up with one vehicle that really stood out above all the rest.
All right, this is where I give you that drum roll like we did the last time for the truck of the year. So Motor Trend's 2021 car of the year is?
That was very dramatic. Motor Trend is proud to announce its 2021 car of the year is the Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Now, this doesn't, if you were on TV, you'd see a sedan right next to me, but this includes the entire E-Class lineup. So coupe, convertible, wagon, sedan. And the difficulty in creating an underpinning, a platform of something that is able to perform all those different duties so well is incredibly difficult, and yet they've created a coupe that's rigid and gutsy, a convertible that has no flex, that has things in place that keep your hair from getting tousled, keeps your neck warm while the top is down, and then you get into the realm of the AMG E63S wagon, which is nobody's idea of a Montessori mobile because it does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It's flat out incredible. And for a vehicle platform to go from very basic transportation, from the E350 sedan, you know, which comes in for what you get, pretty good value at $55,000, up well into six figures for very hardcore performance vehicles. This vehicle platform that the E-Class folks did is just superior. You look inside, you see the old school touches, the luxury, whether it's the graining of the wood, suppleness of the leather seats. It's not just that. It's not like a relic. You look, and it's all the way to safety technology, whether it's assisted driving, whether it's active and passive safety, whether it's the brand-new MBUX infotainment system that really advances the man-machine interface, how you communicate with your car. Look, you look at any of the metrics, whether it's ride quality, dynamics, kinematics, the E-Class reigns supreme.
Mark, Mercedes-Benz has been making, I guess, station wagons all along. Why is this one sort of at the top of the class?
Well, just because they build one doesn't mean that they might not build others, okay? They do have one called the E450 All-Terrain, which Mercedes classifies as an SUV and therefore wasn't allowed to participate in Car of the Year, but when it participated in the SUV of the Year, it also did very, very well. That might be a little bit more budget-minded. You know, it has a few degrees of lift, and therefore they call it an SUV. Traditional wagons, you know, if you're thinking of one more that's in the 55 to 60,000 range, Mercedes is considering it, but right now they know that the market in America is not so wagon-friendly, which is a shame. I own a wagon. It's a Volvo. But it's something that I think Mercedes knows the U.S. market very well, and if people are going to buy that kind of vehicle, they want it to have really high performance, and boy, is it fun.
In reading your magazine over the past, let's say, 10 years, you haven't had a whole lot of kind words to say about Sentras, but this one here made your final six. Why?
Yeah, Nissan really put in the long hours. I think they realized that they've been sort of relegated to rental car fleet status, and they wanted to make it where the bulk of their sales were to actual people and not to Hertz and Avis and Budget. And so when you get inside, it feels like a much more refined vehicle. The design of the vehicle from the outside feels much more classic and classy I was driving ahead of one of our test vehicles. I looked in the rearview mirror. I could have sworn it was Audi's new design language. So there's definitely a premium element being put toward it. Is it perfect? No, it still has some issues. It's still using, Nissan really loves the continuously variable transmission. And it's okay. I mean, what you're paying for it, it's, $20,000 to $25,000. It does the job, but it doesn't fill you with joy. That said, when you get into the overall aesthetic, the holistic of the Sentra, this is miles better than what Nissan had made before. And when you combine this with the Nissan Rogue, which was also a finalist in our SUV of the year, it's two really strong steps forward for Nissan.
New car sales here in Northern Ohio are just a little bit behind where they were a year ago before the pandemic hit. And I guess nationwide sales are down. Is this a good time to buy a new car, SUV, or truck?
Absolutely, it's a good time to buy. There are some people who have decided that maybe during times of pandemic that public transportation isn't for them, and they're looking for something new or used in that aspect. And, also there were a string of months earlier in the year when the factory shut down. So it's not like there's a lot of vehicles going begging. But it is the end of the 2020 model year, and so there are incentives to get those cars off the lots before the 2021 models arrive. Now, Motor Trend has been anticipating this kind of moment, and we have created something called the Ultimate Car Rankings Guide. And you can go to our website, MotorTrend.com, and what it does is it takes all the vehicle segments, whether it's a subcompact sedan or a midsize SUV or a full-size truck. We take all those vehicles. I mean, there's 300 vehicles in total on sale right now in America. And we break all those segments down and rank them from worst to first. And some people are going to take that as gospel and go right in and say, I want this number one car. I want the Mercedes-Benz E-Class because it's ranked number one in its segment. Other people, car purchasing is an emotional thing, right? And so they're going to want to buy what they want to buy, even if it's ranked fifth in a segment. But at least they'll know where its weaknesses are, who's better than it. And maybe that's enough to change their mind. All it really matters is this makes the consumer a much smarter shopper.
Do you ever hear from some of the other auto brands, why did you pick us? What do we need to do better? Any kind of feedback from the industry that way?
It happens all the time, actually. And I think they understand their own limitations. I mean, if they need to hit a certain cost target or if their demographics say you need to aim for this kind of buyer more than that kind of buyer, sometimes other weaknesses will appear. So, yeah, we do spend a lot of time talking to automakers. It's for us, as journalists, we have to speak truth to power. And I think the key thing is that if an automaker comes to us saying, hey, how can you give our car a bad rating, we tell them. It's definitely, this isn't just made from whole cloth. This is something that we need to be able to tell the automakers so they don't make the same mistake again. I think everybody's overall goal is that the next generation of products is better than the current one. And that's where we step in.
Mark Rechten from Motor Trend Magazine joining us, talking about the 2021 car of the year. We look forward to the, the SUV. That's the one you're holding off on the next time we talk, right?
Actually, no. We announced the SUV about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
The SUV of the year is the Land Rover Defender.
That's
right. We are still holding out on Truck of the Year. That's going to be announced on December 2nd.
All right. We look forward to that, Mark. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's right. That's right, Craig. It was the trucks, SUVs. After a while, it's just big cargo vehicles, right? They're driving on the moon on that one. It was the SUV.